What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast. Oh. I'm one of your hosts. This is the show where we're talking about news, games, sandwich, a little fun in between. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy Durow, and joining me this week is Jordan instead of Mike. If you're a video viewer, you had a little treat there for you. Ooh, that was a little weird. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is the Friendsgiving Sunday, so if you hear noise in the background, don't worry. There's people over here. It's all good.
Mind your business.
Jordan's on the podcast because Mike has the shits, so it's all good.
Get that out.
So, you know.
There's not a disrespect in this part. I told you some fuckers.
You know how it goes. Today we're going to talk about Xbox 20th anniversary, some new game announcements, a bunch of new game announcements. GTA's doing some stuff, and Panda Global's making money moves. But before we get into that, a little bit of housekeeping for you. If you enjoy our show, the show that we're talking about right now, the show that we're on.
No, this one?
Yeah. If you enjoy it, you should go to SyncedUpPod. Patreon.com/SyncedUp. Jesus. Where for $1 you can get access to our lovely Discord, where what did we talk about today? Halo? Not much today. Busy day today. But Halo, Arcane. We watched Arcane today, which we'll talk about.
Wait. No,
well, no. We watched that yesterday, which we'll talk about that tomorrow.
That's weird.
Which is the next day for you from 2 days ago.
Tommy, why me?
Also, for $5, you can get access to the post show that we do on both of our shows and many more goodies, all from youtube.com/syncedupodcast and podcasting services around the globe. Yeah.
It's written down on the paper for you.
Yeah, sorry. Usually I hit it real good. It's a late day and it's a Friendsgiving, so let's not do a post show today. No post show today. Y'all understand. It's Thanksgiving week. It's all good. We'll still do one tomorrow. It's all good. It's all fine. What?
20 minutes for tomorrow.
It's good. Also, new episodes of all this show specifically go up on all those feeds. Mondays, 7 a.m. Central Time Zone gang. You should also consider writing into the pod at syncedupod@gmail.com or following us on Twitter. Wait, Jesus Christ. You know, I got a bunch of food in me. I got a bunch of food. So I'm a little, okay, right into syncedupod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord. With any questions, comments, concerns, we may read those on the show. You should also consider following us on Twitter, syncedupod, not at Gmail, just syncedupod.
Oh my God.
To keep up to date with all of our content from across the board. No, we're not starting over. We're rolling with this.
Run it back, Turbo.
We're good. Anyway, that was the housekeeping. Hello. We stumbled through that, but we made it. Tom Holland's joining us for some reason. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Tom.
I guess. Let's talk about the Xbox 20th anniversary. That happened this week. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is my burp. Probably going to be a lot of those this fine day.
I got the sniffles. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that, but it's all good. Xbox 20th anniversary stream was this week. Well, exactly a week ago since y'all watched this, which sucks because, you know, we upload a pod and then Xbox does their 20th anniversary the same day. Sucks. Yeah. You know, can't really do that, but, you know, it's whatever. So they did their 20th anniversary stream. They announced some new stuff, showed off some old stuff, and did some surprise drops. And we're going to talk about those now. So they announced that a 6-part documentary on the history of Xbox is going to launch in December. Which is popping, in my opinion. I'm gonna watch that. Yeah. I'm super interested in, like, you know, like leading up to the Xbox 360. They showed some like the scandals and people were worried about stuff. I'm super into that. They also added 70 new backwards compatible games from the original Xbox and the Xbox 360, and 37 of those are going to have FPS boost on the Xbox Series X and S, which is tight. I know a lot of Sonic games are getting that, and people are excited about that. Sonic and 60 FPS.
Feasting.
We eating. Then they showed off a little really tiny teaser of the Halo live action TV series. Getting a first look teaser exclusive to Paramount Plus.
I'm gonna be 100% about this.
Yes.
I got no faith in that.
Really?
I don't know, man.
I agree.
In the modern era.
It looks like dog, bro.
It was 5 seconds.
That's all I needed.
It ain't even the visuals, bro. I don't think you could.
I've been burnt before.
I've been burnt before too. But you just gotta believe.
Not everyone can be Arcane.
You just gotta believe. Yeah, we'll talk about Arcane tomorrow. But that's exclusive to Paramount Plus, which is a pretty, even if you got no faith in it, that's a big gift for Paramount Plus. Cool, yeah. It's pretty wild. And then they shadow dropped the Halo Infinite multiplayer. They dropped that off the cuff. We know we had rumors going in. Mike last week, he was a doubter, turned around, became a believer once it happened. But you know, it's all good. So everybody joined in. We've been getting 6-7-man games going. Everybody in the Xbox party, it's been popping off. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. We'll get everybody's thoughts on that. But just know, Halo Infinite dropped, and that's crazy. Blew my fucking mind.
Halo is back, baby.
So for the 20th anniversary stream, I thought this was a perfect little stream. I don't know if you watched it.
I didn't watch all of it. I saw some of the highlights.
I came in. It's about 20 minutes long. It was just a nostalgia trip. Let's just appreciate Xbox. Let's bring The Rock out. He's gonna, you know, talk about his new movie, but it's all good. We're going to bring The Rock out because he was there when the first Xbox launched. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people talking about games. We're going to have people talking about Xbox Live and how that made them meet people and friends that they didn't have before. Like, let's just have love and appreciate Xbox. And also, hey, you're getting backwards compatibility titles. You're getting FPS boosts. Oh, the Halo series is being made. Oh, we're doing a documentary. And you know what? You can play Halo right now, which was crazy.
I mean, that's just a nice little gift. It's like, hey, we know we're showing you a lot of stuff, but like, hey, go have fun now. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm really excited for this documentary.
Me too.
Because it's going to be cool to see gaming like we saw it from an adult point of view.
Yeah.
From a kid.
To see what the 360. We were there as kids.
Yeah, we weren't understanding what was going on.
The biggest part of the documentary I'm excited for, I think, is Red Rings of Death. Whenever we get to that section, yeah. I'm going to be so excited.
That was
a whole era.
It's so
bro.
Crazy that was a thing that was
happening. That was a whole era. Anyway, that's it for the Xbox 20th anniversary. Get excited. Appreciate Xbox. Play some Halo. It's on Game Pass. Or it's free to play, actually. Just free to play, period. Get Game Pass anyway, because you're going to be able to play the campaign come December 8th when the full game launches. We got new things coming next week for Halo. They got a new event coming out. They look like they're going to have some serious support going forward with these events, with these battle passes. They've come out. They've taken community feedback pretty much immediately. They said, hey, you don't like how slow the battle pass is? We're changing it. We're giving you new challenges. We're making the other challenges easier. We're doing stuff like that. Seems like they're really focusing on community building and just making sure everybody that's playing the game is loving the game and keeping that going forward. Mm-hmm.
Before you move on past the Halo talk, rip Battlefield.
Yeah, rest in peace, Battlefield.
Do you think it was very intentional? Because, okay, Microsoft has a partnership with EA, right?
Yes, they do.
So do you think there was even any communication before?
I don't know, man. And it's even worse for Battlefield because the Friday that it came out, the only people who bought the special edition got to play Battlefield. The official edition of Battlefield didn't come out until after Halo dropped. The official edition for when you just have Battlefield itself or you can play the 10 hours early was Wednesday, the month was after the Halo came out, 2 days after Halo. Yeah. So only people who had the special edition of Battlefield were actually playing it at that time.
So, like, would you have even tried – okay, so you played Battlefield back at the beta, but would you have tried it again had Halo not dropped, you think?
Yes. But since Halo dropped, I'm not even bothered.
There's no point, right?
Everybody's in. Even Jordan wasn't super into it, but just played, you know, a few more hours, and now he's into it, playing ranked and stuff. And so, like, everybody's into it. Everybody's playing. That's what I want to play. So that's what we're going to play going forward for a while, I think.
Probably.
That's going to be that game that we keep going back to because it's going to be easy to get a big group together to play that, especially because it's free.
Like, we never played, like, Ben and his friends. Like,
but, yeah, my friend Ben, playing with him. My dad's considering getting the Xbox. Terrence busted out his old Xbox One to download Halo and play with us when he gets a headset. Even Noah was playing on PC with us.
It's really impressive to see, like, when it comes to, like, Halo, like, people, it don't matter if you hang out or you don't hang out, you talk, you're not like, hey, we're trying to get some Halo. Yeah, let's go. Let's run.
Yeah, let's run that shit.
Everyone's down to play Halo.
It's a very universal game.
Yeah. Everybody loves it. It's what they called it was a combat sandbox. It's just stupid fun. Shit's going down. We're driving in the Warthog, me and you driving around. Dude, just so many funny moments that are just great. You're always cackling playing this damn game. Anyway, there's some other new games coming out that weren't shadow dropped on a random Monday. Three new games got announced. Well, not, I guess, no, I guess all of these were, one of them was an announcement, but three new info on new games coming out down the line. The first one, which was completely new, this is more in Mike's wheelhouse than your wheelhouse, Jordan. Mm. Dragon Ball Breakers, which is a 7v1 asymmetric Dragon Ball survival game where you play as just regular humans versus Cell.
That doesn't seem
I know
fair.
Instinctively people want to like shit on it.
Dude, I'm shitting on it.
It looks bad, but
terrible.
I'm glad they're making something that isn't just the
Kakarot.
Yeah, same game that we've been getting for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I hope it does well enough.
Yeah. I don't want it to fail or anything.
I don't think it'll. I probably won't play it at all.
Yeah, I have no faith. I have no faith.
I don't understand how the name made it past testing.
Dragon Ball Breakers? It's a little weird.
Yeah, it's Dragon Ball Breakers. Like, come on. It's not a good name.
Oh, no, that's rough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It looks dog.
Any of you Dragon Ball fans out there, go get excited for this. They haven't shown any like crazy details or anything. All that stuff's coming later, but get excited for this, I guess. I know I'm not. Anyway, Project L, a thing I'm actually excited about. It's the code name currently for the Riot Games League of Legends fighting game that's coming out down the line. They of course released it after the finale of Arcane because they want people to get excited. All of those characters that are in Arcane, that's the same art style, those characters' designs, that's what's in this. People have love for those characters now. I think this was perfectly timed. The finale. Go ahead and drop this. It's a dev diary. It's an update. This is what's coming for the game. And honestly, I'm into it. They've shown off the game. They showed We want it to be easy for new players. We want to have simplicity's sake, which is one of my favorite parts of Smash Bros. Mm. Inputs like in Street Fighter and Tekken and those games, the inputs, the crazy down, right, left, up, B, crazy things, keep me from playing those games. It's too crazy, impossible to keep a grip on, and I miss input enough in Smash Bros, bro.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to be misinputting in that game too?
For sure.
So they came out and they said, hey, we're going to try to keep it simple. A lot of like simple inputs. But if you combine, they were saying like if you combine these in the right way, that's where your top level pro play comes from. So that's the type of thing that I'm into. The dog is barking.
We have a lot of things happening. Right
the dog
now.
Is barking. Hey, Dad. My dad and his girlfriend arrived for Thanksgiving, so apologies to everyone. You know, things are going down, but we're doing the pod. But anyway, so yeah, just get really excited. Let's keep it simple while also letting it be complex. Mm-hmm. Keep that art style in there. I love these characters now. They're characters I have like emotions towards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super into it. They recreated some scenes from the show in the thing, and I was like, all right, this is tight.
That would be fun.
And I know Mike was not as hyped for it as I was. But
well, no. Don't get me wrong. I'm still really hype.
Yeah.
I just wasn't like, oh my gosh, this game looks amazing.
Yeah.
You were more excited about like the idea of it's going to be a simple game.
I've always wanted to get into a 2D fighter, like Street Fighter and stuff, but those inputs and stuff, they don't get me. But you take these characters from League of Legends, but ostensibly for me, from Arcane, you make it simple, and you keep that art style. I think I'm really, helpful. Really in.
And it's in an assist or team battle. So it looks like you'll be able to bring in like two or three characters.
And they showed a lot of Echo and his like weird like go back to where you were before things to do crazy combos and stuff. Like
I think it's going to be cool to see a mixture of like, you know, you take like Smash but make it League abilities.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot happening. Mm-hmm. But I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm in for it as well.
I'm super, super excited. Plus, one more. Oh, go ahead.
The art style.
It's great. The concept art style. Yeah,
it's so good.
I love it so much. One more game that was announced this week officially. We knew it was coming because of some leaks, but Warner Brothers Multiverses. I can't remember the exact character list, but you got characters like Shaggy, Superman, Batman, Harley Quinn. You have Finn and Jake.
Arya Stark.
You have brand new character made for the game that was in there. Steven Universe and one of the characters from that game or show that are in there.
It's gonna be a very also another chaotic game.
Yeah.
Be a lot going
I'm
on.
Excited to try this game because I think there's mad potential, but free to play. And there's ways to do free to play that are good.
Mm.
We can see it with Halo. That's good free to play.
Brawlhalla.
That's good
well.
Free to play. Brawlhalla, good free to play. There was one little screen grab in the trailer for the Multiverses game that made me worry that it wasn't going to be good. And that was a screen grab of going into a character and having abilities and perks that you can upgrade.
Mm.
And if you have a free to play game, I'm worried that you could just pay money to make your character really good.
Yeah.
Because it seems like netcode and multiplayer and guilds and like 2v2s is like the focus of this.
Mm.
And so you want to play online and do crazy stuff like that. But if you could just pay a bunch of money and become god tier, that makes me worried. But if it's just cosmetics for money, I think I'm really into this.
I mean, I think it should, just like in a lot of other games. Like you take like Brawlhalla, right? Like it's
mm-hmm.
that is cosmetics only. So like any skill that you exhibit, any like advantage you have is just mm-hmm. you being better.
I'm very excited for this though.
I think
to at least try it.
There's a lot of fighting games coming out right now.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is a push to dethrone Smash.
Yeah, nobody's gonna
or
dethrone
what's
Smash.
Kinda, or wait, they could.
Yeah. I don't know. But I will definitely try this. It's free. We might as well get a few games going.
There's no reason not to,
yeah. Yeah, might as well get a few games going. But that's it. But we'll stay in the platform fighter game. Keep in mind, Multiverse is a platform fighter. It is a Smash clone, ostensibly. But get excited. I would like to swing around as Arya Stark if it feels good and beat some ass.
Let me be Harley and fuck on people.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really, really cool. But we're going to stay in the Smash room because Panda Global announced an official partnership with Nintendo to have official Smash tourneys and circuits with prize pool support. They're going to bring more info later for official dates and things and how to do that. This is a big, big get
time,
for Panda Global.
This is relevant mostly and only because of Melee.
Yeah, they're doing Melee and Ultimate. It's not just one. So Nintendo has come back on their non-support for Melee. They're like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to let you play Melee. We're going to do Ultimate. These are going to be officially sanctioned tourneys, circuits. We're going to have circuits. We're going to have tons of prize pool money. It's good to see Nintendo actually support the competitive scene because they have never done anything like
for
this.
Sure.
The closest Nintendo has ever done anything like this was the Nintendo World Championships like in the 90s when people were playing like Mario 3 and weird things like that. So this is really, really tight. I'm very excited for this.
It's really cool. You got to try to not get your hopes up too much.
I know.
Like, you see something like
I
this,
know.
You're like, okay, a Melee remaster.
We need more than just talk, you know.
Because obviously, if they acknowledge that there's a huge scene behind Melee, it's a very inaccessible game, though.
Yeah,
it's not something you can just get into now.
Exactly.
So hopefully there's some change to where that becomes more accessible. But
mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to get my hopes up too high.
No, I'll be watching it though. But I'm excited. I think I hope we get some fire streams as a result of this. Oh shit. I'm dying.
You good?
Yeah, I'm choking.
She did.
And then one more little thing this week, the GTA remakes. A lot of stuff happened. Those came out. They were dog water. GTA, they showed a roadmap of stuff they're going to be fixing with these old ones. They announced they're taking the old ones that they removed from the stores. They're putting them back up on the stores. A lot of good stuff. It shouldn't happen this way in the first place.
Yeah, you should have just done this to start with.
Yeah, but you know, we're gonna try to bounce back. We're gonna make them better, and hopefully they can come out and make these better. People were excited for these, very excited.
So
and
sad because I was.
I hadn't even launched it.
I was super. Yeah, I was super excited.
That's downloaded.
I downloaded it before Forza.
Yo, I was so excited. I was so excited to try San Andreas for the first time.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
And after that launch, I was like,
I almost deleted it.
So hopefully in like 6 months, we're back to a good spot, and we can go forward from there. Now it's time for This Week in Gaming, the section of the podcast that follows the news.
No, this one?
Yeah.
No, it goes before.
It's after. During?
No, he's right. It's before.
Is oh, before? Shit. Yeah, oh. But for this week's historical?
It's okay.
Echo Rewind.
You ever been to history? Class? History? Sorry. History class?
History?
Who?
My class was history, though.
We're talking about geography here. For November 22nd, Sid Meier's Pirates dropped in 2004.
You ever played that?
No, but Jared Petty stands by as one of his favorite games of all time.
Shout out to Sid Meier's. I never played that.
Yeah, me neither. Mike's about to hit his little button. We got info.
You ever played it?
Oh, he's chilling? Okay. 2005 on November 22nd, the Xbox 360 launched. What a console. What a fucking console. So good.
Are we ready to say it? At least top three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I have no question.
I
have no qualms. So.
Well, because I think it's...
If we get rid of the Series X...
It's number three.
I think it's like... In no particular order, GameCube, Wii, 360.
No, how did you not put PS2 in there at all?
Yeah, facts. PS2, 360.
It's PS2 and Wii at the top, and then Xbox 360 is probably number three.
Yes, something like that. Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare dropped in 2010. People love that one.
Dude, it's so... Okay.
I wish they would do one for Red Dead 2.
I was literally about to say that. Yeah. I think... So, I thought it was really cool to play like the campaign of Red Dead and then go through and play the campaign of Red Dead again.
Yeah.
With zombies.
Yeah, that's...
In a different way.
That's so cool.
The continuity is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to do it again with like how good Red Dead 2 is, I would play.
It could hit. 2013, you have the Xbox One drop with Rise, Son of Rome, Forza Motorsport 5, and Dead Rising 3. I like the Xbox One.
Yeah, it was okay.
You were more on the PS4.
I was PlayStation 4 during that time, but it's okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
It's like and the weird cousin I still got love for.
This is a banger day because you have Dead Rising 3, Forza Motorsport 5, Rise, Son of Rome, the Xbox One, then Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds for the DS, what people loved. And Super Mario 3D World.
There was a day. There was something for everybody there.
What a banging day.
Yo, 3D World.
It's a good game.
I'm glad I got to play it.
Yeah. Good ass game. November 23rd, you have Final Fantasy II in 1991.
Damn.
Ocarina of Time in 1998. Mm. And then World of Warcraft in 2004, the original.
No, they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. You dropped right before Thanksgiving. They knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. November 24th, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in 1992, Diddy Kong Racing in 1997, Donkey Kong 64 in 1999, and then Simpsons Road Rage in 2001. Fire. I love those games.
That's a PS2 game.
Yeah, Simpsons Road Rage, Simpsons Hit and Run, classics.
Fire.
Straight classics.
You know what I'm noticing here?
Huh?
Like releasing your game from the 23rd to like the 27th is very like a very old thing to do.
Yeah, because their old dates are nothing really.
I mean, this makes perfect sense. Black Friday.
It's all before the acceleration of Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. November 25th, Donkey Kong Country dropped in 1995. Then November 26th, nothing of note. And then November 27th, you have Kirby's Dream Land 3 in 1997 and Darksiders 3 in 2018. That game's
fire. That's good.
3? You like 3?
I like 2 and 3.
Oh, okay, I didn't really like 3. November 28th, Mario and Luigi Partners in Time dropped in 2005. A game I never played, but people love those Mario and Luigi games. So that's cool.
The only Mario Luigi game, not even really Mario, it was just Luigi. Luigi Mansion, oh, fire.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time to talk about the games that we've been playing, which means the game that we've been playing.
All right, speak for yourself.
Okay. I know Jordan's been playing a little bit in Andromeda. Go ahead and get into that. We've been liking it.
So, okay. First off, I'm a BioWare stan. I'm also a Mass Effect stan. That's my favorite game series. This game, when I originally played it, was... very buggy.
Yeah.
I will say, as far as repairing your bugs, they did good. I think I'm enjoying it. It's a very different Mass Effect game for someone who's played the Mass Effect trilogy as many times as I have. It's very different. It's very unique. Also, it's very long. There's so many small quests to do. Everything takes so long to do.
Yeah.
But I think I like it. The combat is very chaotic and very
love
upbeat.
To hear it.
I think I'm ready to say I like it.
All right.
I think I didn't like
the
it.
The turnaround.
When it first came out, I think I didn't like it because one, it was just broken. And two, you have to step away from what Mass Effect was and think about what Mass Effect can be.
Exactly.
And I think I was too young at the time to do that. So now I'm like, for what it is, we're good. It's enjoyable.
Good to hear. And then, Mike, you've been playing a little bit of that Pokemon?
Okay. I got a couple games to talk
go
about.
Go in.
I played a little bit of Pokemon. Little? I've been very interested and distracted by Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. You've been playing Guardians.
This game, I feel like... I don't know why. It was very easy for me to say I don't want to play it until my brother bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But after playing it, I don't know how it's such an easy skip for people. It is so good.
It's just the time that it came out. The fact that they didn't do good in the trailers. It looks like a 7 in the trailers.
Yeah, the marketing wasn't great. It doesn't sell itself good in the trailers. But it's what you would want.
It's hidden.
The idea of only playing as Star-Lord seemed weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes perfect sense once you start playing. The story they're telling is very good.
Yep.
I've been enjoying it a lot. So I hope both of you honestly will play it eventually.
Nope.
I will. I'll at least play it eventually.
Jordan doesn't like Guardians.
And I bet it comes to Game Pass.
I hope it does. Mm-hmm. Just so you'll try it. But it's so good. I highly recommend it. It's probably in my top 5 for the year.
That's nice.
Easily. I mean, the North top 5 is not that strong right now.
Wow. Yeah, it's a weaker year. But go ahead.
And Pokemon's okay.
It's okay?
Oh. Yeah.
It's what it was.
Yeah.
It's what it was.
It's nothing new.
It's just what you expected.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
If you like Pokemon, you'll like it.
Then the bigger release we've been playing this week, of course, everybody since it shadow dropped, Halo Infinite multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't praise this multiplayer enough. I think there's a lot of things I can say about this one. Halo's back, baby. they have made this feel simultaneously back to roots mm-hmm. in Halo 3 while also being refreshing.
New,
I think that has to do with the fact that the sprint is good. And like in Halo like 4 and stuff where it was rough, the sprint is good. The gameplay is classic. Giving everyone a machine gun and a pistol off the jump, good call. The way the guns work and the pickups in this, so much better. It's so much, with a scan, it's so much easier to find guns. And the
I didn't
other
even
games,
know you could do that.
In the other games, it was like a chore because
it's like
you
RNG.
You had to run around the map and be like, oh, there's just a random battle rifle that's leaned up against this wall over here, and if I'm not super familiar with the map, I'll never get it.
Mm.
But here in this one, it's like there's all these wall mounts. They show you what the gun is outlined. They'll show you if an enemy has it, if a teammate has it already, if it's about to respawn or something like that. Like it's crazy. The same with the grenades and everything, just being a little floating on the ground.
Yeah.
And then the
grapple hook,
the dash.
I really appreciate how many like grenades are like throughout the map.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You're never out of grenades.
Uh-huh.
And if you are, then you need to relax.
The abilities being on the ground, that makes it all refreshing. And then I think one of the best things that this game does, especially in modes like Big Team Battle, is encourage a concentrated firefight. So in Big Team Battle, when it's like a Scorpion tank incoming, there's going to be a massive firefight.
Everyone converges.
Exactly. And that's really good. Instead of having the Scorpion tank in a spot where it's going to respawn consistently throughout the match, it instead says, hey, it announces to everyone, Scorpion tank's incoming. It shows everyone where it's coming, and then everyone runs over there to fight over it.
It spawns in a very contested area of the map.
Exactly. Same with the bigger, like, oh, at the beginning of a 4v4 on like a map like Streets or something, everyone's fighting over
the overshield or like the camo in the middle. They're like, all right, go get it.
Everyone runs straight for that, and then there's a big firefight, and someone gets it, and your team has a little bit of an advantage.
The
but
best
not a big
way to say
one.
It is there's very, very good sub objectives during the game.
Exactly.
I think a big thing about Halo has always been team shooting, right? You know, like if you see there's two dudes and you and your teammate are fighting, shoot the same guy, I bet you win the fight, right?
Yeah.
But I think Infinite takes that a little further where like most of the time, if you're by yourself, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you might win one at a time, but, like, they really encourage the team tactics.
Yeah.
Whenever your team are fighting together.
That's what Lucas said.
Just get melted.
Lucas said, Big Team Battle felt a little too chaotic, but Arena feels like a tactical FPS.
Yeah,
and that's what it is.
And you can tell, you can really see when it starts. Like, when everyone's just playing their own game, they're running around, we're doing our own thing.
It's so
we're
much
losing.
Fun.
The second you start, hey, left, up, there he is.
Exactly.
You see the score just flip. It's like crazy.
The only qualms I'm having, again, are the qualms that they've been stated. The battle pass is a little slow. The challenges make you lose focus of the game mode that you're playing, things of that nature. But they've come out and they said, we're fixing those. They've already shown some fixes already. I think when the events come in and you start getting event-specific challenges, that'll fix a lot of that as well.
Yeah.
The customization goes dummy.
I mean,
it's just
I think
slow
the only
rolling.
Problem with that is, like, it takes so long to level up.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get anything new because it's like you're 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
And that's 4 or 5 games of 16 kills, 20 kills where you're like, dude, I'm putting in work.
Yeah.
But I'm getting nothing for it.
But they're coming out and they're taking these complaints to heart and they're putting things in to alleviate those problems, which I love to see. I'm just having a great time. There's only like one map that I find myself not really enjoying. I enjoy pretty much all of them. I like all the game modes. That stockpile one's a little weak, but I still enjoy it. I think it's fun. It's interesting and unique. But
my only qualm with Halo is that sometimes, like, even for you, like, it could work for you or against you. Sometimes the TTK is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you'll hit somebody, you're like, I don't know how I killed you.
Yeah.
And then other times you're like, bro, I can't even see you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how am I, you know, it's just sometimes I think the headshot damage is a little weird.
Yeah, it's good,
but
though.
It's okay. it's
fun. I think my favorite thing I've enjoyed about this game so far is that moving from fight to fight, I never feel out of options.
Yeah.
I might run out of my favorite options, but you're constantly picking up, like Jordan said, different type of grenades. You're picking up the power-ups, like the grappling hook. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And you're different engaging guns. Each fight differently based on what you're picking up you go.
Yeah, like the needler or the heat wave or something like that.
I will
that.
Say, I think the shields recharge so slowly. Like, sometimes you'll get through a very intense fight, and you're like, okay, I'm going to stop here for a second. And by the time they start to recharge, they're back on you.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to be increased a little bit.
Maybe.
Not much, but obviously just enough, because sometimes you'll get through something you really feel accomplished. And it means nothing because you just can't survive.
Yeah.
Other than that, I really like the way you have, it encourages tactical thinking. Like if you pick up plasma grenades, you can't just run up in there. You got to know where to put it.
Exactly.
It's very cool.
Grenade placements are important. Meleeing is important.
You forget to do that sometimes.
Yeah, you got to be meleeing. But that's it for Halo. Play that shit. It's free to play. Go out and play it. It's out now. Super, super fun. Anyway, one little piece of reader mail. You can write into syncedappod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord, just like Fielding did, with a little bit of a question here for us to answer on the show. What's up, my dudes?
What's up?
COD Vanguard came out this week, and I've jumped in with both feet. I played many hours of the multiplayer as well as completed the campaign. I'm happy to report that Vanguard is one of the best iterations in this franchise. Mm-hmm. It hugely improved upon the beta, and it feels like they were actually listening to the community. Instead of having the mindset of how can we make the most money, it feels like the dev's goal was to make the funnest game, which in turn will make tons of money, but I feel like their focus was in all the right places. Campaign was relatively short and told a fun and interesting story. Relatively short, but told a fun and interesting story. I only played a little bit of the zombies, but what I played, I enjoyed. This game has exceeded my expectations. Have there been any games that you guys were met on but ended up being one of your faves?
Halo.
Guardians.
Halo? Oh, Guardians is doing
Guardians
that for you?
Easy for me,
I'm trying to think of games you should. Oh, okay, Grounded. Yeah, Grounded was like that a lot where Isaiah really hyped it up, and he was like, dude, Grounded's super fun. And I was like, when you hear it, you're like, I mean, it's okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then you get in, you're like, oh, I think, this is just Minecraft.
Yeah,
and
I think Andromeda's doing that for you a little bit. You was ready and going into
shit. I don't know
if
it's one of my faves.
Well, yeah, not necessarily one of your faves. But
I mean,
but
it could definitely, I'm still very early. It could still get there. I think the biggest one, though, was probably Grounded, Halo. Because like I said, I told you guys, I'm like, I'm not a multiplayer Halo guy. I'm definitely a campaign Halo guy. When the campaign drops, catch me deep.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer is creeping on you. It creeps. It's like, at first, you're like, oh, it's not really for me. And then you start to like click, and you're like, oh, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was Outer Wilds for me. It took me forever to get into that game. Chance finally got me in. It's like my fourth favorite game ever. Damn. So fucking good.
It's very good.
So fucking good. Anyway, thank you for writing in, Fielding. I think I have a double XP code I'm going to give you in the Discord, so look out for that. For Vanguard.
And party up, boy.
Party up, party up. Come in with Halo with us, bro. Come back. I seen you jumping to Forza. I seen you jumping to COD. Come back.
Yeah, I miss you, bro.
Come back, Fielding.
I miss you.
Come on. Come back. We're missing. Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. You should consider, if you're an audio listener, going to youtube.com/syncedup podcast to give us a like and a sub over there. We'd very much appreciate that. You should also consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/syncedup for $1. Just $1 gets you in the Discord, then you don't have to pay.
If you love Tom Holland, you'll give us $1.
Exactly. He's raw. He's raw.
Well, even if you don't.
Get excited.
Even if you don't love him, we still love you.
Exactly. Just do it for $1. Or for $5, you get access to the post shows, which we normally do after the show, but we're not going to be doing it now because family's over. We got friends giving him due.
We got stuff.
I hope you guys forgive us. Anyway, thank you for watching and listening to this episode of Synced Up Podcast, and we'll
see
you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you guys tomorrow and then also next week.